A word to the reader. The 14 African-American women you are about to meet were real women. They walked the same earth you and I walk, and they made their unique mark upon it. You've heard of some of them, and some of them will be new names to you. Several of them started their lives in slavery. Most started their lives in poverty. Some overcame both of those conditions. Some overcame physical disability. Some overcame obstacles put in their way by society. The earliest woman in this book was born in 1753, before the American Revolution took place. And the most recent woman was born in 1940, before the Civil Rights Movement made positive changes for African Americans. Each woman accomplished so much, particularly for the times in which she lived. Each in her own way believed in God's plan for her life. The reason she felt she was on this earth, even when the rest of the world threw roadblocks in her path. With their unique gifts, a goal in mind, and faith to bolster their spirits, these 14 women rose to heights nobody could possibly have imagined. Speaking before millions, traveling the world, writing for publication, setting records in athletics, starting schools, marching for their rights and for the rights of others, performing for kings and queens, even becoming a friend to a U.S. president, and always paving the way for the next woman. Why is it so important to read about these remarkable women from long ago? Because they inspire us to think larger and broader than we ordinarily would about our own lives. They inspire us to wonder why we are here and to find out what God has in mind for us to do, and they inspire us to think beyond ourselves to the larger world. You will read about terrible things done to some of these women. The worst kinds of physical violence, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and discrimination. But here's the thing they all had in common. They would not hate. Eventually, each woman forgave the person, the people, the society, whatever burdened her. Then she moved on to do what she could to repair the world around her. While each woman forgave, did she also forget? Not exactly, because she knew there must be justice. She also knew she had to pave a way for those who followed her to help the next sister open a door that had been closed. And again, through it all, our 14 women simply refused to hate. They are powerful examples for us all.